Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 74, Ein Dalet. 10 times in Tehillim the word zanach as a verb, which means to forsake, appears. It's a harsh accusation to God for leaving him helpless. Our psalm is no exception. Maskil Asaf, Lama Elohim zanach dalanetzach, Yeshen apcha betzon maritecha. Oh God, why have you cast us off forever? Why does your anger smoke against the sheep of your pasture? Radak begins his comments stating that the psalm speaks about our current exile. Living his entire life in 12th and 13th century France, Kimchi was quite aware of the threat of Christianity on Jews in the kingdom. Having witnessed the expulsion of Jews in 1182 by King Philip Augustus and the constant persecutions the Jews experienced, Kimchi also engaged in Jewish-Christian polemics, having to defend the truth of Judaism to those attackers. He might identify with the feeling of abandonment Asaf conveys in this psalm. Zchor adatcha kanita kedem ga'alta shevet nachlatcha har tzion ze shachantavo. Harima pa mecha lemasuot netzach kol hera oyev kodesh. Sha'agu tzorirecha bekerev moadecha samu ototam otot. Remember your congregation, which you have purchased of old, the tribe of your inheritance, which you have redeemed, the Mount Zion, where you have dwelt. Lift up your feet to the perpetual desolations. The enemy has destroyed everything in the sanctuary. Your enemies roar in the midst of your congregations. They set up their own signs for signs. They are now known as swingers of axes in the thick forest. But now they break down its carved work altogether with axes and hammers. They've burned with fire your sanctuary, defiled the dwelling place of your name. Ototenu lo ra'inu. They said in their hearts, let us destroy them together. They've burned up all the meeting places of God in the land. We do not see our signs. There's no prophet any longer, nor is there among us any who knows how long. Ad matay Elohim, yecharaf tzar, yina'etz oyev, shimcha lanetzach. Oh God, how long will the adversary taunt? Shall the enemy blaspheme your name forever? Lama tashiv yadcha b'minecha mikerev chukhecha chale. Why do you withdraw your hand, your right hand? Take it out of your bosom. The psalmist describes total destruction at the hands of the enemy, making reference to Mount Zion and the sanctuary. The depiction of total annihilation and destruction during the Second Temple, Shoah, also laments the shame, desecration of God's name, which when such events befall. Verse 9 wonders at how the prophets didn't see. There are no longer signs and wonders. Nobody knows in what direction to go. He cries out throughout the section, how can you have allowed this to transpire? Take your hands out from their hiding place and take action. He then goes on to remind God of his powerful actions against nature in the past, against the powerful beasts of the earth. Each verse speaks of another triumphant victory of God over nature, parting seas, crushing mythical creatures, drying up streams, controlling day and night. Velohim malki mikedem po'el yeshuot bekerav ha'aretz. Ata porarta ba'ozcha yam shibarta roshei terenim al yamayim. Ata ritzartza roshei livyatan titnenu ma'achal la'am netziim. Ata vakata ma'yam v'nachal ata uvashta na'arot etan. For God is my king of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. You parted the sea by your strength. You broke the heads of the crocodiles. You crushed the heads of the Leviathan. You cleaved open springs and brooks. You dried up flowering streams. The day is yours. The night also is yours. You've prepared the light and the sun, the borders of the earth. You've made summer and winter. Rashi and many other commentaries, in not understanding why the psalmist would turn to God's power over nature, sees these verses as metaphors for nations whom God has defeated, mostly Egypt. Then he connects the splitting of rocks and streams to the miracles Israel experienced in the desert. The final verses about controlling the day and night, summer and winter, are interpreted by Radak and others as in comparison to the controlling of opposites, such as placing dry land instead of water and vice versa, to control day and night and all aspects of nature. If God has shown that he controls nature, surely he can defeat the enemies who curse his name. Zchor zot oyev cheref Adonai ve'am naval niyatsu shemecha. Remember this, how the enemy has insulted, O Lord, how base people have blasphemed your name. Al titein l'chayat nefesh torecha, chayat aniyecha al tishkach lanetzach. Do not deliver the soul of your dove to the wild beasts. Do not forget the congregation of your poor forever. Habeit labrit. Look at the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of habitations of cruelty. Don't let the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and needy praise your name. Kum Elohim riva rivecha. Arise, O God, plead your own cause. Remember how the villains insult you daily. Do not forget the voice of your enemies. The tumult of those who rise up against you increases continuously. Tamid. Three times in the psalm, God is asked to remember. And though the first time it's a positive memory, your congregation whom you redeemed, the remaining memories are negative ones, the evil blasphemers. Verse 19 waxes poetic in pleading with God not to let the enemy, chayat nefesh, the animal, devour his beloved Torecha, your turtle doves, Israel. Instead, he prays that God look upon the covenant as opposed to the dark places in the world where seemingly God cannot or desires not to look. Finally, he asks God to rise up and fight his fight. Remember his shame at being cursed and blasphemed all day long, not to forget the sound of his enemies, the noise they create constantly before God. By placing the battle in God's field, calling it his battle, the psalmist is trying to awake God to rise up and defeat his enemies. The psalm is filled with pathos of a person who feels forsaken by God and lashes out to him for 23 verses straight. There's no hope, no optimism, and no happy ending. The frightening psalm ends on an even more harrowing note with the word tamid, constantly. There's no letting up of the evil being perpetrated on the world, of the arrogant voice of the enemy mocking God, cursing God's chosen, and it is happening tamid all the time. The effect imparts the urgency and terror in the voice of the psalmist. Tamid.